Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Where's the economy going? And what does that mean for the Federal Reserve as it decides when to ease off the financial gas pedal in the bond market? Well, some investors think they have clarity on that, kind of, sort of. But there's always the question of the Delta variant shutting down economic activity again. So let's bring in Scott Horsley again, our chief economics correspondent at NPR. And Scott, can I geek out for a second here? We just got the latest minutes from the Fed meeting suggesting that most policymakers think the Fed could ease up on bond buying to juice the economy here. So what does that tell us about their reading of the economy?
Well, it tells us they think it's getting better. It's not out of the woods yet, but it is moving in the right direction. Late last year, Fed policymakers said they wanted to see substantial further progress on employment and inflation before they started dialing back the aggressive bond buying program they've had in place now. And while the economy had not hit those targets in July, when the policymakers last met, most thought it would hit those targets later this year. And that means we could see the Fed start to withdraw some of its extraordinary support for the economy sometime this fall or maybe winter.
Okay, so help us understand these targets here as far as employment, kind of part of their mandate. What are they looking for as far as job creation? We, of course, lost so many in the pandemic.
Yeah. There's some disagreement about what is the appropriate standard, whether, we need to get back to where we were pre-pandemic or if the pandemic itself has changed things so much more. We have certainly seen strong job growth this summer. U.S. employers added more than 1.8 million jobs in June and July. That's the kind of improvement the Fed is counting on to continue. But we still had, as of the end of July, 11.7 million people on some kind of unemployment assistance. And that includes 8.7 million who are relying on those emergency programs that are set to expire in less than 3 weeks.
All right. So with this somewhat mixed picture here, tell us how markets reacted today to some having an expectation that the Fed is going to ease up on bolstering the economy. What do we see in the markets and what does that tell us about what they're looking at?
Well, investors are not thrilled about this, even though it is basically a vote of confidence by the Fed in the strength of the economic recovery. Mm-hmm. When the minutes were first made public yesterday afternoon, stocks fell. They fell further this morning. They've kind of found their footing since then, although right now the Dow is down. Keep in mind, though, stocks have been trading at record highs in recent days, so investors themselves are still pretty bullish about the economy. They do get a little nervous, though, when the Fed so much as hints that it might take off the training wheels. We went through this after the last recession when, again, the Fed pumped a lot of money into the economy, and as soon as it started to pull back in 2013, investors reacted rather badly. Mm-hmm. That became known as the taper tantrum. You know, the tapering of Fed support led to a tantrum by investors. Central bank is hoping to avoid that this time around, and that's why it's promised to provide lots of advanced warning before it actually starts to taper that bond buying.
Right. And very quickly for the rest of us on Main Street, if and when the Fed tapers, what might that mean for us?
Well, it may affect people's 401ks, but the Fed wants to make clear it's not necessarily a signal that interest rates are going up. You know, that's what people generally think of as the Fed having its finger on is interest rates, and they've tried to separate those two tools.
Yeah, which may kind of low rates continue for a while. That is NPR's chief economics correspondent, Scott Horsley. Thanks, Scott.
You bet.